from KQED.
If you don't play tuba or know a tuba player, you may not know that in the month of December, California hosts 9 tuba Christmas events. The Tuba Christmas at Disney is the biggest, but the one in L.A. is the oldest. That's the one Susan Vallett visited to file this report.
Santa hats, tuba Christmas scarves, and an occasional Christmas tie mingle with giant black cases filled with tubas. This is the registration line for Tuba Christmas LA.
And do you have your music?
I have the booklet. I don't have the rest.
Okay. What do you play?
Tuba.
Excited chatter eventually dissolves into a dissonant warm-up. Tuba Christmas LA turned 37 this year. It's led by Scott Wilkinson.
It's unlike any other instrument. For example, I can't imagine oboe Christmas or flute Christmas. It just wouldn't be the same. There's a mellowness and a majesty to the tuba.
Wilkinson says the first Tuba Christmas was in New York City in 1974, 2 years before California's first Tuba Christmas.
Part of the core reason why Harvey Phillips started Tuba Christmas, because he realized that the tuba is not that popular, that the tuba player in the orchestra typically sits there for measures of rest, and finally gets a note. And that's what Tuba Christmas is about, to liberate the soul of the tuba at this time of year.
Merry Tuba Christmas!
More than 100 tubas of all shapes and sizes fill the stage, some draped with glittery garland, and even one wrapped up like a present. Bob Beecher is wearing a Christmas tree hat, green scarf, and red shirt.
It's just fun to get together and play, and the fact that it's a free concert for everybody to come in, the audience gets to sing along, it's just a great, joyous kind of a concert to play.
Beecher's played more than a half dozen tuba Christmases.
When we're all together, it's a kind of a thunderous, wonderful sound. If we get off, it's something else. Kind of like, it sounds like stampeding elephants almost.
You can't miss Linda McLaurin. She's wearing an elf hat with pointy ears. She's a former tuba player who picked up her instrument again 6 months ago.
So it's a really good way to get back in ensemble playing somehow, but not realizing, you know, if I make a mistake, it's not bad because I'm not going to be the only one. But people are here to have fun, and that's what I'm out to do, to have fun.
Tuba Christmas LA coordinator Scott Wilkinson says this year's show is bittersweet given the deadly school shooting in Connecticut.
I've gotten a number of emails from people who have said, I'm so glad you're doing this. I'm going to come because I need to feel something positive, some hope, some happiness in the face of this horrible thing that happened.
Even though we don't have anything else, we have this in common, and it's just an amazing thing to feel like you're part of something big.
Cheryl McMillan is playing in her 34th Tuba Christmas LA. She can't help but smile about a guest appearance by the jolly old elf himself.
And we get to see Santa Claus every year, too. Santa does play the tuba. Nobody knew.
For the California Report, I'm Susan Vallett.